You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Right now we go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in Dan Dockich. He is from Indy Sports Ticket 1430 and, of course, Outkick. He's Dan Dockich on X. Dan, thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, are you kidding me? It's a beautiful day here in Indy. Let's go, baby. If we're getting ready for the finals, the world's a good place. Really good place.
Does it bring you a quite amount of joy as a person who covers the games there? And I'm sure there's you got to have some sort of an affinity. I mean, you've seen how all the strings are pulled and how the sausage is made, but there has to be an affinity for the Pacers there, isn't there? Like, okay, they made the finals, and you got to kind of like them, don't you, Dan?
I would say this. I think that playoff basketball in Indianapolis, I don't know other towns, I just know Indy, is the best thing we've got going here. I know the 500's great, the Colts, all that. But this is truly a town, I think Cleveland's probably the same way, that comes alive. You know, spring is here. You can get outside. Pacers are playing. It's a small, you know, area, basically downtown, Monument Circle. And I've said for years, I know we're all a college basketball town, and we love IU, Purdue, all that. But I think the best thing we got going here is playoff basketball. I really do. It's just awesome. I mean, it really is. And this team is easy to like. The personalities are terrific. They play in such a way that you want to follow them, and they're winning. I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, going into June, are you kidding me? And we got playoff basketball here in Indy. It's honest to God. It's just, I think it is the best thing we have sports-wise in Indy.
All right, set it up, Dan, because in New York, Madison Square Garden, we saw who the, quote, celebrities were that were courtside. Apparently, Dolan, I didn't realize this, was configuring the seating chart for the celebs.
Like a wedding?
Yeah. Who is going to be in Indiana?
Let's see. Who's going to... Mellencamp's there bitching about McAfee. McAfee's telling him to suck it. So we got that. Vivica A. Fox, you know, she at one point. I saw 50 Cent was there, then heard he and his boys were in the back room with some fans.
Dan, we can't say too much now. Come on, this is regular radio. I don't know where you're going with that.
I don't really know. I mean, is Al Unser still alive? Is Bobby Unser? Is DJ Boyd still rolling? Do we got Emerson Fittipaldi? I don't know. I last I looked, Jeff Smullyan, who owned our radio station, was sitting right there courtside. He's the biggest hero to me. He paid for my kids to go to college, damn it. So good for me, good for him.
Dan is joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Do the Pacers feel a bit responsible for some of the upheaval going on? They have to, where the Knicks are letting go of Tom Thibodeau, who did a fine job with the Knicks. They're talking about wanting to trade Karl Anthony Towns again. We're talking about making trades with Darius Garland and God knows who. I'm hearing some wild names right now. That's got to be a point of pride for the Pacers.
It's a point of pride for me on radio because you know how radio goes, man. You know, you see Thibodeau, and I like Thibodeau. I've known Thibodeau, and I feel bad when anybody gets fired. But I'm talking about New York City. Some guy, I don't know, Sal something on the Fan in New York went off on Tyrese Halliburton. You don't own us. Well, the dude's gone in there two straight years and beaten them in the playoffs, gotten their coach fired, gotten rants, raves, and now everybody hates Carl Anthony Towns. Yeah, hell yeah. I mean, Paul George put it all together with all the trades. OKC traded him, got a bunch. We traded him, got a bunch. Yeah, New York's our little bitch. It's just what they are in here in Indy. So screw them. Screw all the meathead freaking sports guys wanting to, you know, you come to Indy. You know what happens in Indy? It's really odd. People talk bad about Indy, right? You can't do this. Well, the number one or number two, whatever you want to say, Peyton Manning, you know, is played for the Colts. And every guy that plays for, like, the Colts or the Pacers lives here. Like, you know, when they retire, they never want to leave. So New York, suck it. We don't have your taxes. We don't have your mouths. You got bad pizza. So, you know what? We're living good here. What the hell?
Dan Dockett's joining us here.
Send it to the whole city.
On the North Homestead. No, I got to do it. I had to do it. Because the one incident we had, I'm sorry. Dan Dockett's joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So I want to ask you here about the Cavaliers for a moment. I'm seeing Tyrese Halliburton and then the way these other guys fit in. We are discussing, hey, we got Donovan Mitchell. Ain't getting rid of him. Probably very strongly not getting rid of Evan Mobley, but there's other two guys in Darius Garland and Jared Allen who definitely could be up for grabs for some. How important is fit now that you have that leader? So how, like, go ahead, please.
Oh, fit is the whole thing. I talked to Kevin Pritchard about that a lot over the years. Yeah. Look, both of these teams that are in the finals, they've got guys that you never heard of. This Isaiah Hartenstein, I fell in love with him last year. He was playing with the Knicks. And, you know, Dort, those two guys fit. Yeah, you got stars, but the stars have to fit. You know, everybody wants to play with Halliburton because he'll throw the ball ahead. He'll give it to the next guy. We thought we were good here, Indianapolis did, and then all of a sudden you get Pascal Siakam, who could not have fit in better as a scorer, as a leader, as a person. The one thing that I thought about in the Cleveland series was Darius Garland. He's an interesting guy to have on your team simply because of this. Who plays with little point guards anymore? You know, I think I talked about this when I was on with you guys. Like, if you look at historically in the NBA, everybody played with a one. Now nobody calls it a one or a two or a three or four. You know, nobody plays with that. And as I watched that series, I thought to myself, you know, I don't know. You know, do you have to have the little point guard that's a volume scorer? I don't know, because the way the NBA is played, and you mentioned Halliburton, they switch everything with all these ball screens. It creates a bad matchup for Garland because of his size. He's willing, he's tough, but it creates a bad matchup because of his size. And you can't double team guys if they don't have the ball. So help's always going to come a little bit late. I don't know, man. I know Cleveland's thinking about one thing, and that's championships, not thinking about getting good because they're already good. But I wouldn't be surprised if they felt like, you know what, to take that, you know, vaunted next level, we got to figure something out at that position. No matter the numbers, I'm sure there's people around go, well, look at his numbers. I get that. I swear to God, I do. But you asked me about fit. Fit is really from 1 to 8. You know, guys coming off the bench have to have a particular fit. Obi Toppin has a great energetic fit. T.J. McConnell, when he comes in the game gets ramped up. But I wouldn't get rid of Mobley to save my life. I feel like the big guy, Allen, but Garland's the interesting one. You got to be careful because there are good numbers there, and you've won a lot of games. But I don't know what you're going to do with him late in the playoffs.
Dan Dockett with us on the hotline. Obviously, we saw the coaching can matter in the NBA big time with Rick Carlisle putting on basically a Hall of Fame case throughout this playoff run, and not the first time he has done this. Yet, we just saw Tom Thibodeau get the Knicks the furthest they've been in how many years. He's gone. Malone, gone. The championship coaches of the last 6 years, how many of them are gone? Brad Stevens, they got tired of him, and he got relegated up to the front office. Seemed like the Heat quit on Spoelstra this year. What does it matter who coaches these NBA teams sometimes?
That's a great question. I, it almost, it felt like to me with Thibodeau, it didn't matter him coaching the players. It mattered him coaching the general manager and the president and the owner. It feels like that's what you got to, that's what you got to coach. Or, you know, I always go back to this. You know, I got a lot of friends that have coached a long time in different places in the NBA. And Pat Riley said this a long, long time ago that most guys adhere to, and that is if you're not close with your best players, you got no chance. So Magic, Kareem, back in Pat Riley's day, were his guys. I mean, he'll tell you, he played favorites. Those were his guys. You know, Phil Jackson historically did that. So, but now I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure that general managers don't feel like, all right, we got the players. I don't get along with this coach. I don't care how good he is. We can win with anybody. And, man, that doesn't seem to be right. Carlisle will tell you that he has grown up. He was a very controlling coach in his first stint here. You know, you took 5, 7, 8 seconds looking over to get the play from Rick Carlisle. What's the play? Well, that's not how they play anymore. You know, he learned, he grew, he got better, he opened up. I don't get the Thibodeau thing. Thibodeau's one, maybe he behind the scenes is a pain in the ass. But honest to God, guys, Anthony and Ken, I swear to God, I feel like it's almost, instead of making sure the best players on your side, you got to coddle the damn GM or the president or whoever the decision maker is. It's NBA's jacked up with that.
Dan Dockett's joining us on the show. Yeah, I agree. Because I asked a question, and I know I knew I was going to get killed for it online, and that's fine, but because it's going to be taken in a bad way. But I'm going, if I'm watching Tom Thibodeau get fired, then I'm sorry. The defending coach of the year in Kenny Atkinson has to be on some clock that's ticking now, because things are bound to change. If we can't get back to the Eastern Conference Finals at some point, not with this group. This group's never been to the Eastern Conference Finals, but really get to the finals. Like, yeah, there's probably going to be some change coming.
There's no doubt. Look, there's a saying in coaching. If Indiana fire Bob Knight and the Colts will release Peyton Manning, your ass is on the line too. That's just the way coaches look at it. So, yeah, Kenny Atkinson's did a great job. But now you're talking about what? You're talking about, well, do the pieces fit? Do we have to blow this up? Do we have to rebuild this? Why are you talking about that? Well, because it didn't get done. The Pacers got you in the playoffs. And you know, sometimes, and it doesn't always happen. It didn't happen in the West this year. Sometimes in the NBA, the best team doesn't win in the playoffs. 4 out of 7 is built to win in, you know, the best team, right? College basketball, you can have an upset, make 23s in a game, and you go ahead and beat Duke. But in the NBA, you do that one time, you got to beat LeBron James 3 or 4 times in 2 weeks. Good luck with that when he was playing with, you know, Cleveland and all that. But no, when you have a terrific regular season and you don't get to the finals, even if you do get to the finals, apparently with Thibodeau, but if people deem it to be a disappointment, they're looking to blow it up, part of that blow up is the coach at times. So, yeah, Kenny Atkinson, he probably knows that. But what you got to do is you got to hope you got Thibodeau's $30 million sitting there in your back pocket, and then you say, hey, man, fire my ass. I don't care.
I
don't care.
I wanted to ask you this because I was driving home yesterday. I was on the phone with Tone, and I says, you think Tom Thibodeau even cares, or does he just know that this is part of the game? And I didn't know he got $30 million. I just went tens of millions of dollars. Like, I know you get close, and that's got to be disappointing, but in the grand scheme of things, like, what, is he sitting there in seclusion in one of his rooms in his house right now over this?
Ain't his first rodeo, brother. You know what I mean? Like, you know, one of the things that when you get fired or it's a mutual whatever it is your ego gets hurt, right? I mean, hey, wait a second. And then they hire another guy, and you're like, damn, that dude ain't better than me, that kind of thing. Well, Thibodeau's been through this. Thibodeau knows. And, yeah, probably went, what? What the hell are you talking about? You're firing me. Yeah, we're firing you. Okay. Hey, next call he makes is to his lawyer. Next call the lawyer makes is to the Knicks. How are we paying off this $30 million? So he has – your ego does get hurt, no question. But – and that's why Larry Brown, if you remember, Larry Brown coached every NBA team in America because he always said, screw it, man, I'm getting out ahead of the posse, but I'm keeping a home in Malibu on the water because I'm getting paid by all these damn teams and I don't want to go live in that city. I'll go get an apartment. Home base is Malibu. I got enough money because I keep getting fired and I keep getting hired. So screw it. So other than your ego for a few days, Thibodeau's probably like, all right, do I want to coach? Do I not? And his agent's probably making calls.
There's been a lot of talk already about what the ratings are going to be for the NBA Finals. Immediately, Clay Travis on Q was talking about that. What I question from you, Dan, we went over the NBA Finals schedule, and it's been pretty consistent over the years now how they set it up. And you don't get any Friday or Saturday night games. You don't get any Sunday afternoon games. I saw Caitlin Clark peak at 24 million in the college national championship that was here in Cleveland. I think it tipped off at 3:30. We know that the highly coveted window in the NFL is actually not prime time. It's actually, you know, 4:25. The Super Bowl, they play at 6:35. So why the night games? Why all at night, especially when 50% of the country, I don't think people realize this, live in the Eastern time zone? Why do we still cater these things to other time zones?
I don't know. I don't have the answer for that. I feel like ESPN kind of or ABC, I guess, Disney, kind of just sets what they set. Like, if you think about it, and I mean, I'm just spitballing here, but if you think about it, what you just mentioned, all right, the sports you just mentioned, are any of them on ABC or are any of them on ESPN in the afternoon? I mean, you know, back in the day on Saturday, bowling used to be on ABC. But ABC, you really, if you think about them in sports, which is basically ESPN, they don't put anything. They've never had NFL in the afternoon. They have college football, but they got college football basically from noon to 2 o'clock in the morning. So I would think it's not a network thing. But CBS, I mean, shoot. You talked about football. That's where they put it. Fox, MCAS, where they put it. Super Bowl included. So I really don't know. I'm interested to see the ratings because I think that Indiana, while obviously a small market, is known as a basketball town, and people have interest in basketball across the country when it comes to Indiana. But that just may be me living in Indiana. You know, probably be down. But, you know, if you really think about it, NBA ratings should never be down. There's nothing else going on. I mean, in individual cities like yours, I just watched the Guardians and the Yankees last night. Individual cities have baseball. But when you really think about national across the board, what the hell else is going on? So the NBA should be killing it for the sports fans, particularly now when casual sports fans bet their face off on every damn shot a guy takes and can do it from your, you know, from your couch. So I don't know. I'm kind of interested in looking forward, but I never really thought of what you were saying. But, you know, spitballing here, I don't recall CBS or, excuse me, ABC having a big afternoon sports event ever. I mean, going back to when I was a kid.
Dan, we thank you so much for the time. All the best. Enjoy the finals.
Guys, thanks for all your help with my shows. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you very much. Yes, sir. Dan Dockage from Outkick, as well as Indy Sports Ticket, 1430 over in Indianapolis. Big thanks to Dan Dockage for just joining us. Talked about the fit. Boy, that's a basketball coach there, and he's saying it's all fit after Donovan. Because I didn't want to be tunnel vision and say, well, you know, talent. Like, we've been, for most of my adult life, it was once we got LeBron, it was assemble the talent, try to get that going. There was a little bit of fit, and I think that Danny Ferry was over obsessed with fit. Then we got to talent acquisition the second time we got LeBron. But I think the league has changed, and I got to go with the league. Now, that said, I'm going to be watching Shai Gilgeous-Alexander coming up in the finals that start tomorrow night, and I want to see how he does because he's still the MVP. And Tyrese Halliburton's good. He's not the MVP. So where's the fit? Now, I'm going to learn a lot because outside of the two games that they played the Cavaliers, I ain't gonna lie to you, I've seen some playoff games, but I haven't gotten a lot of in-depth conversation about the Oklahoma City Thunder. Haven't gotten a lot of that recently. So I want to know, okay, how did they go about this with their fit? Because, I mean, you're mentioning guys like an Alex Caruso. I mean, that's a fit guy.
Yeah, and this, well, any guy I'm going to mention is going to be worse than Darius Garland, right? But I think people are watching the playoffs. They should be understanding that it's not just go get all the best players you can. That's not roster assembly. Anybody can look at rankings and then go by top 100 and say, well, this guy's ahead of this guy. Mm-hmm. That's not how you put teams together.
Yeah.
You put teams together over time with fit. Now, we were wondering, because we're finding out there are different ways to play basketball. There are different ways. You know, we were positionless basketball you know, 5 years ago when we were building the super teams, and now we're kind of getting back into some positions, which I think is interesting. There are a bunch of different ways to skin a cat. Nobody plays. Nobody plays at all like the Indiana Pacers play. So can you emulate what they do, or do you have to do what you do? And you have to do it within the limitations of roster building, which right now the Cavs, because they've gone all in, they've done this. So every conversation you have about how to make the Cavs is going to be really tough, given that we like so many of these players. And I do. I know it doesn't sound like I like Garland. Garland is really good and had a really good year until the final 2 months where his shooting fell off a cliff, even though he was doing other things fairly well. I keep coming back to, though, it has been 3 years we've seen Donovan and Darius. Have you seen anything to make you think these guys are going to be good in the playoffs together? Knowing that there's also defense. Defense is part of the equation and a pretty damn big part of the equation for anybody that's watched these playoffs.
I have to admit, no. I've seen, you can make the argument. Certainly the Pacers have done.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I think you can try to make the argument, but I'm not very sure about Oklahoma City and their timeline. But you're looking at a few teams that have driven by you. So if I've seen a couple of teams drive by me, I can't say that this is going to be something that works in the postseason.
Can I like a player and have no confidence in him at the same time?
Hell yeah, you
okay,
can.
Because I think I like Garland still, but I know for sure I have absolutely no confidence in playoff Garland.
But I
worry that's... I'm getting closer to not liking him because of that, because I have no trust that he's going to do anything for us in crunch time of a game that matters.
I want to put a pin in it here because I kept telling people what they're calling me a loser for being willing to do for the Cleveland Guardians. Well, that. But I feel the same way you do, but I also think that I'm asking more Evan Mobley. And I don't want to ask more Evan Mobley in the postseason. Because, again, I got to go with what I have right now. It's going to be very hard to make moves. So now I got to be a jerk to Evan Mobley.
Get Evan the ball to have more out of
him. But he's got to call it out. He's going to have to be a man and call it out. And so I got to try to force him to do that. But am I deflecting what I've already had on Darius Garland? I don't think I am. I see great potential in Evan Mobley. And when you're telling me about the shots and the amount of shots that they got, which I know we've beaten that horse like crazy. But if I'm hearing that from Evan, okay, now let me take that next step. Demand the ball. Don't just demand the ball. I want you to demand the ball in the postseason. Demand the ball in the ramp up. Demand the ball on opening night if you want to next year. I don't give a damn. Whatever's going to make this thing work, because as of right now, you're kind of forced to play the hand you're dealt unless some crazy moves get happening. I put out a poll yesterday. This is something we asked. And yesterday was a beautiful day. So I thought it was an apropos for the day just to put it out there. I asked a question. Because I told you guys off the air, it was 55 and rainy all week last week. Bad. And the Guardians started to come out of the funk that they were in right before that. Took 4 or 7 out of some really good teams. I wrote, it feels like the first full day of summer weather on June 3rd. Would you take rainy and 55 degrees all summer if it guaranteed an appearance? An appearance in the World Series for the Guardians. 60% of those voted said yes. It was the responses of the people who said no, which were shocking. Not only would they not do it for an appearance, they said I think they assumed I would, and I do, and I took it personally this way, so it's on me, that I was wasting my life being willing to sit through a summer of 55 and rainy just to guarantee an appearance by the Guardians. Many said you got to guarantee a win, and I go, no, there has to be, that makes the decision too easy. Plus, I think it takes away some of the fun of going to the World Series. World Series don't fall off of trees. This team right now, Jose Ramirez, another chance to go to the World Series. You would be guaranteed an appearance. I don't know who your National League opponent would be. Could be the Dodgers, could be the Pods. Would you do 55 and rainy the entire year? I asked some people off air over at 8. I'm not going to tell you anybody who they said. To a person, they said no. They would not sacrifice their summer for a guaranteed appearance in the World Series.
These questions are important to determine how big sports are truly in your life.
Yes.
How much your emotions ride with sports. It's a second cousin of the question that I almost got thrown off the radio asking about how much you value winning a Browns Super Bowl compared to your pet and the life of your pet. So we're not going to...
It was a dark day.
We're not going to go over that one again.
No, we're not.
But I do also think we have a lot of discussion in today's times in society about mental health, and we do know there is a connection between mental health and the weather. The weather, one of the things that I never realized is that we're actually a rainier city and a cloudier city than Seattle. Seattle is known for the rain, and we actually get worse weather than Seattle when it comes to precipitation. So I always find that very interesting. And I think it does go to explain why at times the vibes of this region are exactly where they are, because we get so few nice days. The famous example, what was it? Jason Nicklaus over at 19.
45 perfect days,
like 75 sunny.
In a year.
We only
365.
We only get 45 of those days. So here's what you're trading. How much of an emotional lift would the Guardians getting to the World Series, potentially winning the World Series, how much would that give to you over the next year compared to having a beautiful year? 75 and sunny as much as you can.
In the next 90 days, I'm going to spend 30 days in that ballpark. Probably 25 to 30 days. I will. I already have the tickets. It's happening, right? Mm-hmm. I would not trade it. I would not trade the weather in those next 90 days for a guarantee to the World Series, right? No guarantees of winning.
Not guaranteed to win, no. Because that makes it too easy.
Because I love the team, I'm going to be there anyway.
You win or lose. Win or lose.
That's part of the whole deal is I go there not only for the game. We love the game. We watch the games even when they're on the road. But the ambiance of it all, right?
And the ambiance is shot if it's 55.
Believe me, because I just spent Memorial Day in a sweater at a Guardians game.
That's a great point.
I spent opening day bundled up, you know, well, like should be cold then, but I spent, you know, I came back from Florida for a week, and the first day I'm back, I'm over there, and it's 42 degrees.
I just have to ask, are you the Guardians fan you think you are now?
I'm more of a Guardians fan than you, Ken.
Whoa, go ahead and pull that down.
Absolutely. When it comes to supporting the team, absolutely.
Because you go to the games?
I will stand on a
soapbox. You're not willing to give up the weather for your favorite team?
Because I believe that the team's good enough that they don't need me trading in the weather.
You don't even
believe in the team, Ken.
How do I not believe in the team?
Oh, that's a good twist.
How do I not even believe in the team?
That's a great twist.
Poseidon, help us or whatever the weather is.
We're right next to the lake. You don't know how far Poseidon can go.
I think he only does seas.
Nah, it's like they're the Great Lakes. Poseidon can go in the Great Lakes.
What's his cousin?
I count it. Yeah. Whatever. Poseidon's cousin.
Frederick.
Yes, in the Great Lakes. I mean, come on. You want to do something for the team? Sacrifice yourself to get to the World Series. Sacrifice your good weather to get to the World Series. I know, so 55 and rainy, it sucks. It ain't fun. The weather would clear up for the World Series. 75, perfect weather. October baseball, if you want to, for the World Series. We just don't know if we win it. How do you turn that down?
I think I'm with Owen on this one.
Oh, my God!
I think the emotional toll of the bad weather throughout all of summer would dampen your mood. It would ruin your summer.
But we have walked out of a couple games this year because the weather was so... The baseball wasn't going great and the weather was so bad.
But
if the weather's great,
I'm
staying through it all.
But I'd be happy with the good baseball. You'd be Angel Martinez would continue to do well.
I'm talking about Progressive Field, Ken.
Okay, well,
where the fans are.
I don't get to go to as many games as you do.
Well,
I will never claim to go to as many games as you do.
You'll never be on my level then.
But I go to a very nice amount of games every single year, and damn it.
Where do you stand?
I don't stand where you do.
Oh, you don't?
No. What are you trying to say, Owen?
I'm just wondering.
Oh, you don't go stand under anything? You don't go get out of the elements? You just stand there like the Gordon's fisherman.
That's right.
That's what you do.
I'm out there with the people.
60%
building pyramids.
60% of those polled said that they would. That they'd give up. They would do 55 and rainy for the entire summer. Give up their good weather for the Guardians to go to the World Series.
Now you got to do your pet.
I'm not doing the pet.
What kind of sacrifices are you truly willing to make, Cleveland?
I got
Cleveland?
Two dogs.
Oh, one can go.
See ya.
Come on now. So people wanted me to be meaner. That coming up here in a little bit. Also, Zach Meisel going to join us 9:22 from The Athletic. Did Stephen Vogt make a mistake by leaving Bibee out for the seventh? Or was he trying to build confidence in a young pitcher? This show, it was an official show stance. This show said he was trying to build confidence. And it ended up backfiring, yes, but he was trying to build confidence in it. Somebody asked Grock what the agricultural and economical impacts of Cleveland, Ohio would be if it's 55 and raining every day of the summer. Somebody asked how many rainouts we would have. Just to make the World Series, I said I would do it. I would take 55 and rainy, misty, good enough to play baseball in, but not fun.
That week before Memorial Day, it was like that all week.
Yes, and it was terrible. It was awful. And it did have an effect on my mood. I'll grant you that. Now, there were other things going on that had an effect on my mood. I ain't going to lie to you. But if it guaranteed an appearance in the World Series for the Guardians, I'd do it. I'm usually not that affected by rain. It sucks when it rains constantly and you can't get anything done outside. Like, that's terrible. But if it guaranteed an appearance, I can't guarantee a World Series championship. That makes the question too easy. But an appearance, yeah. Do you think now, let me ask you this before I move on. Do you think the Dodgers are the odds-on favorite to repeat as World Series champions?
I assume so, yeah.
If I know that we are going to put fake money down again on the Owen Sportsbook.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring?
Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
On the Rockies today, or against the Rockies today, you'll find out at 9:45. Would you put fake money on the Owen sports book on the Dodgers to repeat as World Series champions?
Even though it's not probably not great value behind doing that.
Oh, come on! I'll give you
because in a pragmatic
give you a free
sense,
night stay.
In a pragmatic sense, and I did get this a lot. That's a great. Hey, by the way, you're looking at a whale right there. He loves a free night stay. In a pragmatic sense, there were plenty of people who. One, they were going after Dolan's cheap, things like that. But if you just think the Dodgers are going to run away with this thing eventually, what's the point? What's the point? I have to give the other side of it. It's exactly what Owen said. You get to go to the ballpark. Say you could be a big fan. Go to the ballpark, good weather, that whole thing. The Guardians are a playoff team as of right now. There's some guys who I think are a bit of a surprise. Oh, credit where it's due. Peterlin was upset we didn't give him credit yesterday. For talking about Nolan Jones because we were making fun of him over the exit velo thing. Credit where it's due. JP, you're right. You get your Nolan Jones credit. Until he sucks up the room again, hopefully he doesn't, but you get your Nolan Jones credit.
Supposedly,
even though he wasn't in the lineup last night.
Supposedly Nolan Jones has been one of the unluckiest top 10 hitters in all of baseball this year if you compare the analytics, the expected versus the actual outcome.
That's why they play 162 games and not six. So you have a great big sample size of guys to possibly play every day. Can't say the whole thing, same thing about John Kenzie Noel, but I can certainly understand it about Nolan Jones. But yeah, there's people who say, well, if the Dodgers are going to just win the World Series, what the hell am I giving up my summer for? I can buy that argument.
Well, somebody brought up on social media, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, talking about, well, in winter, wouldn't you take the brutal, cold, snowiest winter, lake effect snow, just unforgiving? Would you take that with a Super Bowl?
I'm like, assume that's going to happen anyway.
I feel like we've had those, so that's not a huge sacrifice.
I feel like that's
Summer
occurrence.
To just have like the one thing, a saving grace about this area of the country is that, man, when we have beautiful summers,
Jameis Winston said it. He told the world last year.
It's like we become the hidden gem. Anybody that comes here over the summer, travels here for a wedding or whatever, they're like, I had no idea.
I think it's a big reason that a lot of people here that spend winters in Florida, but they always come back for the summertime.
Someone posted it yesterday, and I wish I could give them credit. I don't remember. I was scrolling through, and it was like, Ohio goes on vacation for the summer and takes us with it. And I was like, that's a very nice way to say things. Zach Meisel, 9:21 this morning. All right, I think she's nuts. But she ends up being right about the Browns 98% of the time. Hit it.
There is not one time where we ever have a discussion about the quarterbacks where they don't slide his name in there somehow, some way. So I think they're trying to prepare the fan base for the notion that, okay, maybe this isn't 100% over yet, or maybe there is some other kind of method to their madness where they want others in the league to see that he's working really, really hard to come back.
That's Mary Kay Cabot on You Know Who. Do I got to say his name? Do we all know who? Do I got to say that guy's name? She didn't mention the name himself, but we all know his name, right? The fifth quarterback with the Cleveland Browns?
Yep.
Okay, so we all know who that is. When I hear that, I kind of go, what do you mean they're preparing fans for the possibility of them coming back? Like I said yesterday, they have to do this. They have to say nice things. You don't want to upset David Mulligetta. You don't want to find yourself in any whatever legal wrangling there could be in any part of a contract. I don't know. I haven't seen his contract. I have no idea. Mike Florio has posted his contract before, but I don't know any of the legalese. Florio's a lawyer. I'm not. About his deal and about what could be done, I don't think there's any possibility of any sort of a trade whatsoever. I don't think there's any sort of a chance of that. If they want to try to talk him up for a trade, you go right on ahead and knock yourself out. I don't think there's any possibility. I think he's yours until the bitter end, which would probably come next June. And then that's the end of it, and we will pay on that contract for the next umpteen years, it seems, because we keep kicking the can down the river. However, am I saying that to make myself feel better? Because I'm excited about the arguments we are having. I get excited during these arguments.
Well, let me ask you this. How would you get, give me the scenario that you would even get to him quarterbacking?
All four again. Other quarterbacks go down, or all four other quarterbacks are bad.
And when's he even going to be ready to play?
November? Late November? Thanksgiving?
So this definitely means that one of Kenny Pickett or Flacco got traded.
Yes. Right? Yes.
That's the first part of the formula. The first part of the formula is one of those guys can't be here.
Yes.
Then you get to the Gabriel / Shador Sanders part of this. And you don't want to just give them one game each or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking, obviously, we played, what, five quarterbacks last year, five the year before? So
do you think there's a distinct possibility he could be back?
I do not. No.
Okay. So if we play five quarterbacks this year, it's going to be these four quarterbacks in some way, or three of these quarterbacks in some way, and then two other guys we haven't even talked about yet.
No, I mean, I guess if they all get injured and it's just one of those all-time comical seasons of can't protect the quarterback, it's just whatever could go wrong, did go wrong. Then, yeah, I guess it would make sense not to bring in another quarterback. You might as well, if he's even healthy.
Because my whole theory is agent relations, because David Mulligetta has different clients who obviously play in the NFL. He's one of the most powerful people in sports. So you don't want to do that. And again, I don't know what his contract is. And maybe the Browns are, hey, if there is a possibility of some team biting on the end of that, maybe they really will. I don't think they will, but maybe they really think so. I cannot imagine a team where the owner went out and said, called it a colossal, a major mistake. A team where Joel Bitonio talked about running it back to the 20 and 2021 seasons of trying to run the football, which one was good, one was bad, trying to do that, where you've jettisoned the people that you brought in, where it basically seemed you were going to go all the way in. And tell me, with these quarterbacks, what quarterback is really like him at all with these other four guys? Look at the room.
Yeah,
look,
in the past.
In the words, look around the room,
yeah,
guys.
In the past, you know, some of their decisions, it made sense bringing guys that play kind of like Watson. So it's uninterrupted, right?
DTR was like, oh, well, he's like a smaller Deshaun. And then there was Jameis, like, all right, well, we'll break in case of glass.
Well, who was
Jacoby Brissett?
Who was the Ravens former Pro Bowler that they had? I mean,
Tyler Huntley.
Yeah, Tyler Huntley. Like, you were bringing in guys that you could understand. But then, of course, what happened? Joe Flacco comes in, takes him to the playoff, plays a completely different style of football. And I think that got the organization thinking about changing things up down the road.
You have a situation here where they were more than willing to bring in four guys to try to work for the three spots that are going to be open before they really want to entertain any of the Deshaun Watson stuff, either because of injury or either because of perception. One of the two, you go ahead and take your pick. I have plenty of people who are willing to line up online and tell me that I'm wrong and that he's coming back and I better get used to it. And I better get used to the idea that, okay, fine. I think you'll find anybody to believe anything. I think you'll find people to believe the earth is flat and all types of other things. I got to look at it realistically. You've changed your offense back. You're going back to what did bring you some success. You have these quarterbacks who are not like him. Shador is read and throw. Dylan Gabriel is not the biggest guy. Both these guys can get out of harm's way and can move, but they're not going to be takeoff guys and create guys. Kenny Pickett is a hell of an athlete, but he's more drop back and let her rip. And certainly Joe Flacco has been a better athlete in his career than people give him used to. But he's also bootleg. 12 personnel. Sure. These are 12 personnel guys. And I don't know what we can say more to make me think that this is not going to happen other than, am I just trying to lie to myself? Because I don't want to deal with the fans being sad. Because if you bring him out, that's your season. And maybe your season's already done already, and I just don't want to understand that either. There's plenty of naysayers on that. But I've had more fun talking about these four quarterbacks and the quote-unquote circus that surrounds Shador, which it's not really a circus, and Dylan Gabriel and Joe Flacco and even Kenny Pickett and what's being said about him. I've had a lot more fun with these four guys than I've had and these last other. Well, is there zip on the ball? Is there not zip on the ball? How's his shoulder? How's this? How's that? What type of offensive coordinator can we do there? Is Kevin going to run the offense? This type of stuff. I'm having much more fun here. And even if these guys don't work out for us, I have a lot more fun.
Keep in mind, the fun is relative here, relatively speaking.
True. I have a lot more fun winning, but if I can't have all the fun in the world winning, I have a lot more fun watching South Carolina and Penn State and Indiana and watching those quarterbacks.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.